Have you ever stopped to ask what the scarcest thing in this era really is? The more I think about it, the more I believe the answer is GPUs. We're used to talking about artificial intelligence in very abstract terms, as if it were some capability floating up in the cloud. But behind it sits something deeply physical. To compute, you need chips, and these chips aren't something you can just buy whenever you want. They're highly concentrated in particular places, subject to export controls, and bottlenecked at a few critical nodes in the semiconductor supply chain. So whoever can get GPUs holds the ticket into this age of intelligence. This is no longer just a business question. It has become a question of strategic resources at the level of nations. What I find most interesting is the tug of war between the US and China. The scarcity of compute directly shapes the competitive landscape, and it also shapes the e-compute directly shapes the competitive landscape, and it also shapes the economics of tokens, because computation is expensive, and there's a cost behind every single word that gets produced. But I've also noticed a shift. As inference grows more efficient, the focus slowly moves from compute at training time toward how to drive down the cost at deployment. In other words, the first half of the game is about who can afford to compute, and the second half becomes about who can use it most sparingly. I'll keep watching to see where this line goes.